Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them, let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Thank you for joining us, actually, joining you today. Okay, I mean, bottom line with it is, I'm not here. I'm a figment of your imagination. This is electronics at its best. Anyhow, no, seriously, I pre-recorded this just for you. I don't know why you'd want to listen to me on Thanksgiving afternoon when you should be with your family, enjoying your family. Now, if you happen to seek somebody in the house who can't stand conservatives, then please turn up the volume. No, actually, little politics over the next 2 days. Kind of really want to talk about family and friends and what you can do to stay safe mentally and physically. You know, again, I appreciate you. I appreciate many of you who have hung on and listened to the show for years now. And I do mean years. And that you've supported the show, that's always good, too. You know, we're seeing things get tougher and tougher and tougher out there for our sponsors and vendors. So seriously, this is a big deal. There are a lot of people around you. As bad as you've got it, you sit down at the table. If you've got food on the table right now, these people don't. And not necessarily a direct cause because of what they did. Or didn't do, for that matter. You know, I know this is going to sound weird, but hear me out before you go, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. I have a friend of mine that passed away. We could have been more different when it comes to politics, 180 degrees from what we believed. He was a devout, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. But we did, you know, it's what I say to you all the time. You can find things that come together with people so they can see what your humanity, what you believe. Now, he was not a Christian, but he believed in the goodness of man, the good vibes, the good juju, whatever they call it. I don't even know. And every year he pounded down doors and he went to raise money for our local senior center. And it wasn't just because they were old, but a lot of those people didn't have family around or family close by. And he wanted them to feel like they were welcome somewhere. So they would come to the local senior center. He would feed them. He would greet them all. He got a whole bunch of volunteers. He's got the high school kids involved. And it was probably the highlight of the year for that man. But it wasn't just because he was feeding the seniors. It's because he had a group of us from different walks of life, different belief systems, different political systems, together to show that there are things that we can come together for the good of everybody. Now, he may have been doing it for one reason. I didn't selfishly do it for, you know, because Joe loves everybody all the time, everywhere. I do it because, you know, my God, my Father tells me that we're to feed these people. We're to take care of the people. So we came at it for different reasons, but we accomplished the same purpose. Those people got to be together. They got to talk to other people. I used to bring my grandchildren there so they could see what they were all about, help serve them so they'd get an understanding. Well, he passed away this year. And I got to say, maybe for him, that was a good thing. Because he would be heartbroken. He would be heartbroken if these people couldn't come together, couldn't be together, that he couldn't go visit them. We have 400 or 500 people. I think they serve 600 meals a year going through there. There were people that came through our Boys and Girls Clubs. We had several of them in my area. And they would line up, and you'd feed hundreds of families the night before, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, if you would, and then give them food to take home, boxes of food to take home, so they could feed their family the next day, because, you know, you want to have leftovers for a while. So we can come, you know, there are still things to be thankful for. And no matter what your governor or governess says, no matter how communist they are, we all know families that are in need right now. So what's to stop you from filling up a box of food and dropping it off at their front doorstep? Really, in all sincerity, what is to stop you from doing that but yourself? Right? So I go back to saying, if you're sitting down at your table and you got food on the table, you are better off than a whole bunch of people in this country. All because of fake political reasons. That's the way I'm going to put it. I'm not going to beat up the virus today. I promised I wouldn't do it for 2 days. You don't know what this is doing to me. But, again, as I say, we have Evan say it. We've got a lot of the people that have been on the show, a lot of the guests that have been on the show, love to call in this time of year. If you want to call in, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, they call in. Maybe some traditions you have. Text them to me. Email them to me, joe@therealside.com. But again, you know, we need to pray for our president. We're coming into the Christmas season for me. Others maybe not so much. So just bear in mind, look around. Know the people around you that are having trouble. What can you do to help? Really, I don't care. Maybe it's a $100 gift card to the local supermarket. I don't know. You know. You know them. They're in your neighborhood. Hope to God you know them. Be pretty sad if you didn't. President Washington issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation. He said, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have their joint committee requested me to recommend the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many significant favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity to peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness." And again, take a look. He's thanking God. Both houses of Congress wanted him to thank God in a national proclamation. Doesn't sound like a bunch of godless men to me. God bless. Thanks for being with me. These are pre-recorded or older shows that I felt had merit, that you'll enjoy, that you'll get something out of. Give somebody close to you a hug.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with benefit right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
I know it doesn't sound much like kind of Turkey Day music, does it? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm either in a food coma by now, or I'm enjoying food with my family as you should with yours. Being Black Friday, somebody will eventually turn that name around. It's okay. I don't mind. This is my, post-Turkey Day show again. If you're sitting around, relax and throw back a beer or some wine. Enjoy yourself. Hopefully you'll enjoy the show. I'll be back with you on Monday.
Does some of you guys, you kind of work into it? Maybe you don't eat the week before? You know, I know you can't eat for you can't not eat for the whole week, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, do you do a workout? Like, some people get ready for running, and what they do is, before they start running, you know, they run a little bit at a time, a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? I mean, or do some of you do what I have read this. Do some of you actually do that thing where they overeat, like, a couple of weeks in advance? Yeah, you get like you're getting ready for the fight, if you would. No. Hey, look, I'm just asking. I don't know. Everybody's got different traditions. You know, we don't do. My wife's from the South. We do the turkey and some other stuff, you know, traditional. But I'm Italian. I have to have, if I don't have pasta on the table, it pretty much is not turkey day. You know where I'm coming from here? Some of you know exactly where I'm coming from. I've got a couple of cousins and other paisans that listen and watch the show. And, you can't not have, you cannot not have pasta on, because it's a day of Thanksgiving, right? You're giving thanks, and I go through that now. Don't miss the Turkey Day show. I'm not joking. I'm serious. If you have to go back and get it, go back and get it. But don't miss the Turkey Day show, because you're going to love, and I do mean love, you're going to love what we do on Turkey Day. Seriously. We go through the whole meaning. We go through the, it, really. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I think I will. I enjoy doing it. But, you know, it is one of those days. I don't know if you get all gooey and stupid on you, but it is one of those days where, you know, you hear me all year long. I joke about Uncle Frank, who may not be around next Thanksgiving. And as much of a pain as he is, you know, you all love him. You know, he loves the family. And I had a friend of mine, not a close friend of mine. I don't want to get all stupid on you, who passed away. And we did a lot in the community together. He definitely had a love for the community. When it came to certain things, we definitely... Now, he wasn't a Democrat and, you know, liberal guy that I couldn't get along with. But we were definitely on a different side of some issues. But overall, he was a good guy. He cared about people, cared about the community. And I saw him a few weeks ago, and he was fine. Looking forward to the holidays with his family. As a matter of fact, just the night before he passed away... He was, you know, working on a fundraiser. He was doing a thing called the Festival of Trees. All the stuff that makes the community better. And he had a massive heart attack and died in the middle of the night. And his poor wife, you know, I could only imagine what that's like. I couldn't know, obviously, but I could only imagine. Good guy, good couple. So you don't know when Uncle Fred, if Uncle Fred may or may not be here next time around. So reach out. Seriously, reach out, because I don't know. I'm trying not to get all goofy with you. The other thing I love to tell people around the holidays is don't go get this so much. You know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, that Thanksgiving comes around. Well, we have like three right in a row, almost 30 days apart, right? You got Halloween. People get stupid on Halloween. They spend, what, hundreds of dollars, maybe even some of thousands, you know, getting their house ready, doing the candy, doing the whole nine yards. And then you get Thanksgiving. And now you're there, you've put Thanksgiving together, you have food and everything, and there's more, a couple hundred dollars here and there. And then Christmas comes around, and some people have to take a second mortgage on the house to pay the credit card bills afterward. You know what I'm saying? So, don't get stupid. And really, don't get stupid. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be in your face. None of that stuff. Just don't be stupid. Your kids will love you whether they get the $1,500 toy or not. I mean, I know this is like, you know, 5 miles, walk to school 5 miles up the hill both ways kind of thing. But I can't even imagine back in the 70s me asking my father for, you know, a $50 pair of sneakers. I'm trying to put it in perspective. Some of these kids today, what are those sneakers, $150, $200, $250? That's a lot of money, right? When we come back from the break... I'm going to play a clip from Jesse Waters. Love when he does this kind of stuff. He was out asking people about Turkey Day, right? What was Thanksgiving? What was the first Thanksgiving? What did it mean? All this fun stuff. And I saw some of the responses were great. Some of these young people, not quite with it. I'll put it that way. So this hour... We'll have some fun with some of these clips that I love to play. Mark Dice, we're going to talk about the concentration camps in California that they're thinking about shutting down. At least that's what he told the beachgoers. And the beachgoers, matter of fact, he asked the beachgoers, should we keep them open? You know, otherwise, where are we going to put people? You'd be surprised what the answer was, what the response was. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised at all, but I was. the ignorance that abounds with some people, the ignorance that that people have. Why do you answer questions when you don't know the answer? I mean, when you don't know what the question is, are you afraid you're going to look stupid? Do you realize how stupid you look to people like me and others? When you do answer the questions, they have a whole different meaning to them. Yeah, these people think that this is the concentration camp is like a trailer park. For some, it might be.
Draw your attention to some words by Abraham Lincoln, giving his Thanksgiving Day proclamation. You know, it's funny, for a bunch of guys that didn't believe in God or didn't want us to be a godly nation, they were sure calling for a lot of proclamations and ended them all in, ready for this one, in the year of our Lord. Now, when it comes to anybody who believes in God from a Christian viewpoint standpoint, when they talk about our Lord, they're talking about Jesus Christ. Get over it. It's just a reality. Lincoln went on to say the year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with blessings of fruitful fields, healthful skies, to these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come. You didn't laugh, I did. Others have been added which are so extraordinary in nature that they can't fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of who? Of Almighty God. In the midst of the Civil War, of the unqualified magnitude and severity which has sometimes seemed two foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained, and the laws have been respected and obeyed. He goes on for quite a few minutes with this. Ending it, though. Done at the city of Washington, this third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1863. You know what? You can deny it all you want. It's too much proof that you're wrong. They did believe in the Almighty.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really. I will be back, I promise.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Get the governor harumph.
Harumph! You watch your...
Oh, come on. That's real classy stuff right there. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. And the bottom line was, all right, I'm with my family, probably in somewhat of a turkey coma. Today is why they call it Black Friday. I don't know, but Black Friday. And I want you to enjoy. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And look, it is, for all intents and purposes, what they refer to as Black Friday, where you go spend as much money as humanly possible getting ready for Christmas so that you can pay those credit cards off another 12, 18, 24, 36 months. That's right. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. As much as I like to make fun, things like that. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And this is a rebroadcast of some segments that I've done in the past. But really, I'm trying to spend some time with family. We'll catch you back on Monday. Enjoy the pieces and the parts that I put together.
You know, I said I was going to play the Jesse Waters, and I am going to play the Turkey Day thing. And some of you think these are always setups, that none of this could possibly be real. But they are real. There are people. Do it yourself. Randomly ask some friends of yours or their kids certain things about Christmas, certain things about Turkey Day, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, you're going to be floored. You're not going to believe that these people don't know these answers. I was. So, like I said, we're going to do a whole bunch of these clips this hour. I just have so much fun with them. Take a listen.
What year was the first Thanksgiving?
1642.
1621, somewhere around there.
Around 1821.
Last Thursday, November.
Right? What country did the pilgrims come from?
Now, some of these where you hear the long silence, I left it in there on purpose. I know it doesn't play the same on radio as it does TV, but just imagine somebody sitting there trying to figure out. I mean, do you really believe that? Do you really understand these people out there that don't know where the pilgrims came from?
Denmark, I believe. Am I right? I think it's Denmark.
What country? I'll give you a hint. It was in Europe.
I don't know.
British or something?
Yeah.
Somewhere in, like, Europe.
You got it.
Yeah, I got this. How did the first Thanksgiving go down?
I don't even know.
And you live in Plymouth?
I don't know.
They got here on Cape Cod at some time, and then Thanksgiving popped out. The Native American.
Now he was close. They did, you know, they did the Cape and came back around, but Thanksgiving popped out? God. We're not giving birth here, buddy.
They helped out the pilgrims, and the pilgrims wanted to thank them, so they all sat down and had a dinner.
Is Indians an offensive term?
I think it is. Yes.
Now, what did they dine on in the first Thanksgiving?
Best I know, they dined on venison and corn.
They probably had, like, not like chips, you know, like, something like that.
They didn't have chips? Why sit down if they didn't have chips? And they had no football, I'll bet you, too. What do you think? What do you do when you don't have football and you don't have chips? What kind of Thanksgiving was that?
You know, like, something like that.
Mashed potatoes, yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
I don't think they had turkey. They had vegetables. The pilgrims were vegetarians.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what to say.
The pilgrims were vegetarians. Who knew?
Vegetarian.
I'm not sure.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That was Christopher Columbus. Something flower. Oh, Mayflower. Mayflower, yeah.
The Mayflower.
Mayflower?
Excellent, just right over yonder.
Yeah.
Why did the pilgrims come from England?
Oh, no.
It was to explore the West.
They wanted to have religious freedom.
So, I know some of you are sitting there going, well, these, I wouldn't be able to answer these questions. My response would be, why? Most of these questions are, A, they're taught in school, and B, they have the immigrants coming here have to know the answers to some of these questions. Some of this is not that hard. It really isn't. It shouldn't be. Okay, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Come on, Jesse, go get them.
I guess so.
Were the pilgrims Muslim?
Maybe. They wanted to seek freedom so they could worship as they wish.
Do you have pilgrim blood in you? Do the Indians and the pilgrims get along?
No.
So why do they eat together?
If we were killing them and wiping them out, like, you know, you hear somebody say that we wiped out millions of Indians or millions of Native Americans, however they ultimately say it. Yet we learned how to get along with each other. We learned how to eat together. We grew together. We helped each other out. So how? I'm so confused.
The Indian tribe that the pilgrims dined with.
The Wampanoag.
Wampanoag. Got it.
Wampanoag.
Something like that.
Wampanoag.
The Cherokees.
Who is Squanto?
Wait. Is he the one helping with the farming?
He was like the mediator between the pilgrims and the Wampanoag.
Very good.
You know, it's really funny that I wish he had gone down a different road with this to a degree, to a portion. But there were so many things going on. So many things that Thanksgiving is attached to and talked about, and I always just don't get why we, us-ins, don't sit down and explain to our kids what Thanksgiving was about. What is it about? How did it start? See, I love the negative foot that people get off on. Well, you know, after we annihilated X amount of Indians, we sat down and ate. There was even one idiot had written, I think it was on Facebook, or a piece that I read. They said they were celebrating the massacre. Thanksgiving was a celebration of the massacre of 700-plus Indians, their kids and their wives. I never, never, ever, ever see that anywhere. Not even a hint of it. And on top of that, really, you think these Puritans, these pilgrims, you really think that they would celebrate the slaughter of another human being or slaughter or killing of a bunch of other human beings? Seriously? And the Dems, who seem to be against prayer everywhere, and not all. I know some of you are with me on there are times when prayer is needed. It's okay for a president. It's okay for whoever to call out for prayer in positions of authority. Just as much as silence or whatever it is you do. I don't even know what you do. Thanksgiving, even in wartime. Now, I don't know if you know this, but days of Thanksgiving have been observed in America for centuries, right? All the way back to the Pilgrims, yes. But you know that following the Battle of Lexington and Concord in April 1775, in November of that year, the proclamation was issued urging people, even as war continued, to give thanks for all their blessings. Right? Part of the prayer, or part of it was written in the proclamation. My God. And we'll do more of this inside the break. But devoutly to offer up the unfeigned praises to Almighty God, that the lives of our officers and soldiers have been so remarkably preserved while our enemies have fell before them, that our unnatural enemies, instead of ravaging the country with the uncontrolled sway, are confined within such narrow limits. You know, you look at this stuff, I know, it was before we were a country, so you can't count that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hang out, we got a lot more after the break.
We've been talking about the Founding Fathers' speech as you are listening to a pre-recorded show for Thanksgiving. We're talking about our Founding Fathers' speeches for Thanksgiving. That's right. They did have Thanksgiving. Now, you're going to hear that Jefferson was a real godless guy. Didn't want anything to do with religion. Didn't want to make sure that the country had nothing to do with religion. I got news for you. That couldn't be further from the truth. And stop just reading the books that back up what you believe. Read books that will challenge what you believe. And the interesting thing about Jefferson, a guy that constantly was being told, or we were being told,
as I said, that he wanted nothing to do with religion, was, in fact, signed pretty much every one of his proclamations in the year of our Lord. In the year of our Lord. Think about it. I mean, I find it very interesting. So, his proclamation starts with, whereas the Honorable, the General Congress, impressed with a grateful sense of goodness of Almighty God, blessing the greater part of this extensive continent with plentiful harvest. You know, thanking God for all the things that were growing, that they're able to grow. Crowning our arms with repeated successes, you know, beating the crud out of the British. Conducting us safely through the perils with which we have been encompassed. And manifesting in multiplied instances his divine care of these infant states. In other words, thanking him for taking care of us. Thanking for him for taking care of our resources and giving us the food we need. He said he has decided this Thursday, the 9th of December, to appoint a day of public and solemn thanksgiving and prayer, calling Virginia to prayer at the time. He goes on to say, whereas it becomes us humbly to approach the throne of Almighty God. Wow. This is a public proclamation with gratitude and praise for the wonders which the goodness has wrought in conducting our forefathers of this Western world, for his protection to them and to their posterity, amid difficulties and dangers for raising us, their children, from deep distress, to be numbered among the nations, the earth, and arming hands of just the mighty princes in our deliverance. He's thanking God for all of these things. He goes on to talk about the successes we've had, the protection from the savage tribes, and to those who sought the enemy in the face of the deep, and above all, that he has diffused the glorious light of the gospel. He's given us the gospel. Whose gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, the man that we're told wanted nothing to do with God. He goes on also to say that in December, there will be a public and solemn thanksgiving to Almighty God. Oh my God, what are you going to do with that? And he signs the whole thing, given under my hand and the seal of the Commonwealth at Williamsburg this 11th day of November in the year of our Lord. Again, proof positive that Thomas Jefferson suffered from dementia. A man that wanted nothing to do with God and yet called for a day of prayer and fasting to the Lord. I'm Joe Messina.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. Their truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Well, I love the visual for me. I don't know about the rest of you. Always a pleasure to have you with the Turkey Day celebration today. Why we're playing British music, I don't know. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving there. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. Like I said, this is a pseudo rebroadcast of shows gone by, Thanksgiving from years gone by. A lot of great little interviews we've done. We've done it with guests and loved ones. A little bit of a history lesson. Today is Black Friday. Keep the credit cards in your wallet. I mean, seriously, we don't know what's going to happen next year. We really don't. I know not supposed to be doom and gloom. Today's supposed to be a day for you to reflect, or yesterday was on Thanksgiving. What you have, the resources you have, if you believe in God, what God gave you, the resources He gave you, the talents He gave you, your family is healthy, a lot of things to give thanks for. Today, many of us are recuperating, lying on the couch, trying to figure out how to get more food in that packed belly. I am Joe Messina. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. And, you know, I've taken some clips. I've taken some pieces I hope you appreciate. I hope you like. And, you know, we're here every single day. Check us out, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. God bless and enjoy.
What are you doing listening to me? You should be listening to family. Although I don't mind you listening to me, but I'd rather you be with family. Seriously. So, again, anyway, I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me. This is Turkey Week. Anything about turkey? No. It's about Thanksgiving. Oh, tea week, right? Turkey and Thanksgiving? Yes, for some of you who don't know how to spell, Thanksgiving starts with a T. Yeah, there you go. All right. So I've heard from so many people how the person behind the counter always beats them to the punch by saying Happy Holidays. They say Merry Christmas. And even I found myself the other day, for the first time in a long time, somebody wished me a happy holiday, and I said, you too. And I usually don't do that. I've actually conditioned myself over the years. When somebody says happy holidays or have a good holiday, I'll say, hey, you have a good Christmas. And if they don't, you know, if it's not something they celebrate, then tell me. I'll change it. If they're Jewish and they're friends or they're people I've known for a while, I always say to them, hey, look, have a great Hanukkah or happy Hanukkah. And someday I guess I'll learn the proper greetings in some of these areas. But I don't think there should be anything wrong with that. You remember, this is not a shopping holiday. This wasn't created. This was one of the holidays that wasn't created by Hallmark or the Retail Association or any of that. This holiday has been around. This day of observance has been around forever. And then truly with Thanksgiving, when you look at the proclamations across this country, the 1700s, 1800s, and so on, every one of them had references to God in them. And you can go look them up for yourself. They're libraries at Congress. They're all over the place. But you got to do a little of your own homework, too. You know what I'm saying? So Massachusetts Governor John Hancock, on October 25th, 1792, he issued a proclamation about Thanksgiving Day. And as I read you in the last segment, I'm not going to go read into the whole thing again, he gives God a lot of praise and a lot of glory throughout the whole proclamation. Now, I'm surprised the ACLU didn't send him a letter. You know what I'm saying? But he also goes on in the proclamation close to the end to say he would be pleased to overrule the commotions and confusion that are in the earth to the speedy downfall of tyranny and oppression so that the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be established in peace and righteousness among all the nations on earth, not just among America. He said in a proclamation, all the nations of the earth. And this is John Hancock. Was he not one of our founding fathers? Because I only ask that because I keep hearing about how our founding fathers weren't quote unquote. Please pardon the term for those of you who understand what I'm saying. He wasn't. They weren't into religion. They weren't into a single God. They weren't into any of this stuff. At least that's what I've always heard. Have you not always heard that? And again, when I started looking back, I went past fairly recent history to see what the. Matter of fact, let's. I haven't seen this one yet, so this will be an eye-opener for both of us. So FDR, he wrote his in 1944, and giving thanks. Now here's your progress. I mean, he and John F. Kennedy, are they not the idols? And maybe not John F. Kennedy so much anymore. Progressive Democrats. Hey, look, I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know. If I'm wrong, send me an email. Now, his proclamation in 1944, looks like it was signed on November 2nd in 1944, he said, in this year of liberation, which has seen so many millions freed from tyrannical rule, it is fitting that we give thanks with special fervor. It's fitting to give thanks with special fervor to our Heavenly Father. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I look up Heavenly Father, it's all about God at that point. FDR, this is not that nut job Ronald Reagan. This is one of the Dems' Lord and Saviors, if you would, right? With special fervor to our Heavenly Father for the mercies we have received individually and as a nation for the blessings He has restored through the victories of our arms and those of our allies to His children and in our lands. My God, this Thanksgiving doesn't seem like it's all about secularism or mankind, does it? So he goes on to say that for the harvest that has sustained us and in its fullness brought succor to other peoples, and it doesn't mean what you think it means, for the bounty of our soil, which has produced the sinews of war, for the protection of our liberties, and for the multitude of private blessings known only in our hearts, we should give united thanks. Oh, come on, that can't be right. United thanks to God. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to... Oh, that can't be right either. I would have thought the ACLU would have had all this stricken by now, don't you? Witness to the gratitude to Almighty God. I suggest a national... Oh, no, this can't... All right, I want to know who forged this. to the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to the Almighty God, I suggest a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. A nation, he's asked the president of these United States. Obviously, at that time, the biggest god to the Democratic Party does not understand the separation of church and state. How could you be president of the United States and not understand that? I don't get it. By suggesting a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. Let every man of every creed go his own version of Scriptures for the renewed and strengthened contact with those eternal truths and majestic principles. How do you do that? If these guys are trying to keep a separation of church and state, they didn't get it. They don't know how to do it. He goes on in the resolution to say, I call upon the people of the United States to observe it by bending every effort to hasten the day of final victory and by offering to God our devout gratitude for his goodness to us and to our fellow man. By order of the President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That can't be right. This is going to be, come on. I mean, based on what I've been taught over the years, this can't be right. Or I should say, what I've read, not so much what I've been taught. Who's another, help me out, who's another Democrat? No, let's go back, let's go pick on a founding father. What do you think about that? Right. So, now the Continental Congress, can't go back to the Continental Congress because you know what they do is they write me emails.
They say, you're so stupid, you don't even know the Continental Congress, and not doing the United States.
Come on, really? And then we did John Hancock, right? How about George Washington? Because, you know, George Washington couldn't have been a Christian either, right? I've actually read that. That Georgie didn't, you know, the God thing was even questionable for him. But they're politicians. They were probably lying in all these things, don't you think? Whereas it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. These are the first two lines, right? The first two lines. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Whereas both the House of Congress, I'm sorry, where both the Houses of Congress have their joint committee requested me. So these is both the Houses went to the president and said, we want you to do this. They want him to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity to peaceably establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Wow. He's attributing that to God. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, think about what he's saying here. It's by the blessing of God that he's given us the authority, the ability to start a government so that we can live peaceably with each other. Wow. So great. You got to read some of these proclamations, and then all that other crap will be washed out of your head because you'll know the truth. And he signs it, give it into my hand, the city of New York, third day of October, in the year of our Lord. Oh, man, we can't have that.
Don't go far. Lots more coming up after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to a pre-recorded Joe Messina show. If you can't be with family, I'd rather have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes.